John Levenick is our guest. Through the Shattered Glass book series, Darkness Stirring is out now. John, thanks so much for joining us today. How are you?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing okay.
Well, it's described as a space opera. I love that. Were you always drawn to the sci-fi genre growing up?
More or less, yeah. I grew up watching reruns of Star Trek, Space 1999. When I was young, you know, both $6 Million Man and The Bionic Woman were on first run. So, yeah, I grew up with a lot of science fiction. You know, Star Wars, first run in theaters, when it was only the one movie, so...
The best one, the original, of course?
The original one, before they added saying it was the New Hope, and then then we had Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi and all of that.
Is there something special about sci-fi for you? I feel for me, there's just so many different avenues, and there's a lot of things with writing that are cool because you can make up a whole new universe, but I feel like that's even expanded more in the sci-fi genre.
There's a lot of hope. There's a lot of exploring ideas, possibilities. There's a lot of warning about what could happen. But also, like I said, there's a lot of hope because for every warning there is, there's a solution. For every problem that is thrown at what if the robots take over the world? Well, here's the solution for it. Or here's a possible way to overcome it. And it's always been... not so much about the indominance of the human spirit, but about how adaptive we are as a species and how there's nothing that when we come together and embrace our differences, we can't overcome.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you even look at today with artificial intelligence, and I just feel like when you speak of sci-fi and technology and artificial intelligence, it's always... very close. It's always in the forefront, so it's always a meaningful topic in a way.
Yeah, and the thing that most people forget is that artificial intelligence isn't really artificial intelligence yet. It's a math process that you just don't see how it gets from A to B. It's not quite there yet. Yes, it imitates the way the nerves in your brain work, but it's not the same thing. They're getting close, but it doesn't think yet.
I wanted to ask you, John, do you have a favorite sci-fi novel of all time or a favorite sci-fi author?
Favorite author, I would have to say, would have been Isaac Asimov. Dr. Isaac Asimov was my favorite author. My favorite sci-fi book, however, happens to be Logan's Run, which is incredibly different than either the television show or the movie. The technology that's displayed in that book is vastly different from what the Sandmen use in the movie and the television show from the 70s. The six guns that they used, each chamber in the six gun had a different type of bullet that did a different thing. Some of them could capture, some of them could stun. The Homer cartridge would actually track in on a person specifically and follow them like a miniature missile. So very interesting stuff for that time period. But I actually cut my teeth on reading Asimov and Arthur C. Clarke. I read 2001 back when I was in fourth grade.
Wow.
I was one of those advanced kids who kind of disappointed later on in life. But here I am.
Yeah.
Finally getting published. So it's 30 years for overnight success, you know.
John, what would you say your writing process is like? Do you try to write something every day?
I try to do something creative every day, whether that's writing or drawing, working a little bit with CAD, small electronics projects, those kind of things. But my writing process is messy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more coffee and swearing than I would like to admit. Mostly, it's either later in the evening or very early in the morning is when I can carve out the time to have it quiet enough to sit down and get my thoughts out onto paper. I will leave myself little notes throughout the day of what I want to accomplish. Sometimes I'll sit down and whip out an entire chapter at a go. It depends on how things have been, and depends on how my brain is functioning that day.
Did you know when you started this, like, you wanted it to be an actual series of books?
No. The original idea was tell what was going to be a simple story. Unfortunately, I'm cursed wherein my short stories always become complex, long, and messy. This was supposed to be the simple story of the son of a minor political family is forced into life as a soldier, and the aftermath of trying to reconnect with society after he returns home. It's grown into so much more than that. And basically, the first book here, Darkness Stirring, is setting up the backstory for the rest of the Through the Shattered Glass series. It moves very quickly. It's a good read, and it does not disappoint. Those aren't my words. Those are words from people who have read it and given me reviews. So I'm flattered by that because I know I'm a decent writer, but I've never considered myself good or even great. It's taken on a life beyond what I had originally envisioned.
What's the best advice that you would give to an aspiring writer?
It doesn't matter if you think your idea is good enough. Write it down. It doesn't matter if somebody else thinks your idea is silly. Write it down. If you think you'll remember it later, don't. Write it down. Anything you think might be a good bit of story or a good bit of writing, write it down. Remember, the best-selling fantasy novels of all time started with The Hobbit. And that started with Tolkien writing down after a class one day on a sheet of paper in a hole in the ground lived a hobbit. And that was it. That's how that entire thing, The Lord of the Rings, started with that one sentence. So write it down.
Through the Shattered Glass book series, Darkness Stirring is out now. You can find out more about John at foxpointpublishing.com. John, thanks so much for joining us today here on the program. We appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
John Levenick here on the Inherent Dream Podcast Network.